Everything which is created meets destruction ultimately, follows the course of destruction. Nothing but the face of Allah is eternal and everlasting. Even this universe, which is supposed to be indestructible by scientists, for example, they said the protons are indestructible. And now they have begun to discover that protons also have a life period. And so everything which comes to be is made to go away, to finish, to die. So how can anything be an exception? This is a natural phenomenon that will follow. But we must try to prolong life. And that is observable. This is what lies in our hands to a great extent. You can find sensible people who maintain their buildings well, who look after everything. The moment a drop of rain seeps through the roof, they go up and employ hard labor and make the repair and so on. Their houses live much, much longer than the houses of such people who are careless about their things. The same thing happens to cars, to bicycles, even to your shirts, your suits. Some last very long. I know some people whose shoes, for example, last so long that they don't know what to do about them. So Zulfiqar Hansa once told me that he had shoes, they have 40 years standing. And ultimately someone threw them away without his permission. But he wouldn't part with them either. And I know a gentleman whose shoes break after every 6 months. However strong the leather be or the company be, and the quality of the company, it doesn't matter. He simply would break them away and brings them to shatters, the way he uses them. So one can only wish and pray for a much longer period of our healthy stay in the universe. A healthy religious stay, with meaningful stay, so that we not only prolong life of Ahmadiyyat, but prolong the meaningful life of Ahmadiyyat. But death would come our way ultimately, that I must tell you. And that death will ultimately be the death of the mankind as such. Because this would be the final manifestation of religion. It is the final manifestation, Islam is. And we are the final representation of Islam. So when we die ultimately, the mankind would be condemned. And mankind would be wiped out from the face of earth as such. So our end is the mankind's end. So we are more responsible than we should be held more responsible than other people before us. Because when they died, only a tribe died, a system died, an age died. But when we will die, the whole mankind will die with us. So we must be very careful and feel responsible towards this and behave responsibly.